exploring the professional lives of remote workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many people across the globe changed the way they worked to comply with social distancing measures. Many people worked from home and attended meetings virtually using video conferencing platforms. Dr. Eva Strauss, Dr. Lars Ullig, Professor Jana Knoll, and Professor Christian Kurunka at the University of Vienna recently carried out a diary-based study exploring the well-being, perceived productivity, and professional engagement of remote workers during the pandemic. The outbreak of COVID-19, along with the measures implemented to contain the virus, forced companies and individuals to adapt their working practices. In most European countries, professionals who could work from home were asked to do so, particularly during the most critical phases of the pandemic. In Austria, many employees worked from home in the period between March and May 2020, and then again between October 2020 and January 2021. Remote working, which had already become more common, became increasingly widespread as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. While the positive and negative effects of remote work have been explored by researchers, these effects might have been different during the pandemic due to the restrictions. For instance, curfews, school closures, and the inability to engage in leisure activities also influenced the work-life balance and well-being of remote workers. Dr. Eva Strauss and her colleagues at University of Vienna carried out a study to better understand the experiences of remote workers during the pandemic. They wished to gather insights that would inform interventions aimed at improving the work lives and well-being of remote workers. For their study, Eva's team recruited a total of 2,222 participants, all of whom were working remotely in Austria during two critical lockdown periods starting in spring and autumn of 2020. These participants were asked to fill out questionnaires to record their working experiences and overall well-being, as well as any new resources they had access to. Two distinct questionnaires were used in the study. The first included general questions about the resources that the remote workers had access to at that point in time, as well as their overall working conditions. These resources were divided into three broad categories: personal resources, such as independent goal setting; external resources, such as the equipment available at home; and organizational resources, such as job security. The second questionnaire, which the participants were asked to complete every day, assessed the workers' well-being, their perceived productivity, and their levels of engagement on a given day. Ultimately, Eva and her colleagues collected a total of 5,950 daily entries, which they analyzed using a latent charge score model. Latent charge score models are frameworks that allow researchers to model processes in which factors introduced in the short term affect a system in the long term. These frameworks are often used by researchers in longitudinal studies to identify patterns in large amounts of data collected over a set time period. The team's data yielded various interesting results, highlighting the relationships between different factors and the well-being, perceived productivity, and engagement of remote workers during the pandemic. The researchers found that the availability of all three types of resources was positively related to the well-being of remote workers. In other words, having higher levels of personal, external, and organizational resources was linked to higher well-being. The perceived productivity and engagement of professionals also appeared to be positively linked to most of the resources examined by the team. Using these results, Eva and her colleagues set out to test a few hypotheses. The first hypothesis was that the well-being, perceived productivity, and engagement of remote workers had decreased from the first time they were asked to work from home during the pandemic in spring 2020 to the second time in the autumn of the same year. Indeed, the data they collected appeared to support this hypothesis. The researchers also hypothesized that personal resources, external resources, and organizational resources would mitigate the decline in the well-being, perceived productivity, and engagement of remote workers during the first and second lockdown period. The team's analysis revealed that higher personal resources were linked to a smaller decline in the well-being and engagement of remote workers from the first to the second lockdown. External resources, such as having good technical equipment, was linked to larger decreases in the participants' well-being between the first and second lockdown. Such resources have the opposite impact on productivity, with participants reporting a smaller decline between the first and second lockdown. The level of external resources didn't impact their changes in engagement. Finally, the researchers found that some organizational resources, especially greater freedom to make decisions, social support from colleagues, job security, and satisfaction with the company's communication, mitigated the decline in well-being and engagement from the first to the second lockdown period. However, these organizational resources were not linked to any changes in perceived productivity. Eva and her colleagues also identified resources that had the strongest effect on the participants' daily well-being, perceived productivity, and engagement. These were self-efficacy, which describes someone's confidence in their working abilities, social support from colleagues, and access to necessary equipment and materials. Overall, the team's recent study highlights several key resources that improve the working experiences of remote workers under the difficult conditions posed by COVID-19. Their insights could inform the development of strategies to best support remote workers during pandemics or at other times of global crisis. For example, as self-efficacy is linked to higher reported well-being and greater engagement in professional activities among remote workers, it could encourage companies to introduce coaching sessions designed to strengthen their employees' self-efficacy. Similarly, the reported positive effects of social support from colleagues could inform the creation of chat groups or other initiatives that encourage supportive interactions among employees who work from home. Further interventions that could prove effective include improving remote workers' equipment, motivational training sessions, and exercises that teach employees how to independently organize their work. This audio is a summary of the paper, Remote Workers' Well-Being, Perceived Productivity and Engagement, Which Resources Should HRM Improve During COVID-19? A longitudinal diary study in the International Journal of Human Resource Management. doi.org/10-1080/0958-5192.2022.2075235. For further information, you can connect with Dr. Eva Strauss at eva.strauss@univie.ac.at.